All systems are va.
Let's go. Let's do this. Let's go.
Y vuelve el mentado vinos que viene azotando.
Ajá.
La está botando, lo está acabando, la está matando. ¡Cha! ¡Ay, ay, ay, chiquitita!
What are you laughing about?
Nothing. Staring at your nose. I'm staring at your nose right now. It's funny. Hey, guys. It's a Carolina Cadillo show. I'm Carolina.
Hey, Jeff here.
How are you hearing me, okay?
Yeah, why? What's wrong?
Because my mic is slanted the wrong way. I feel like I'm hearing myself in a tunnel.
All right, I bought a mic stand because the old mic stand broke. The studio's falling apart.
Yeah, Jeff broke the new
mic stand. 6 years of podcasts?
Mm-hmm.
Five?
Mm-hmm.
We should be living on an island right now off
of
this
course,
thing.
Of course, of course.
We're too good to be poor.
Exactly. Hey, listen, so I'm laughing because the other day, Jeff is out with Jackson and Storm walking the dog.
I wasn't out with Storm.
Oh, just Jackson, right?
Just hanging out in front of the house.
Okay, so then our neighbor is walking his dog, Maverick, right?
Maverick.
Jeff, what kind of dog is Maverick?
Maverick is a mix of I would say he's white, but he's a mix of, it looks like a lab.
Yeah.
Like a yellow lab.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, it's a Bichon.
Wow, that's a tiny dog.
Because he's got, his fur is all curly now.
Initially,
he was very smooth. Very friendly, medium-sized dog. He's not as big as Storm.
So Jeff is walking by them, right?
Yeah.
And then Jeff, the first thing you ask our neighbor about Maverick is what?
Well, Jackson says, Maverick, Maverick. Jackson starts yelling because I tell Jackson the name of every dog in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So Jackson saying, Maverick, Maverick. So we go over and talking to the guy. I'm talking about how Storm is not quite trained yet.
Storm is horrible.
So I said to the guy, Maverick had a problem with jumping. I said, is he still lunging at people's faces?
And right as you said that, what happened?
Boom! Boom! Right in my face.
But what did our neighbor say to you?
Well, he got a chance to say, well, he's getting better.
Yeah, and then at that very second, the dog attacks Jeff.
Oh, my God.
And it's on your Facebook, right? Go to Jeff Jensen. Oh, my God. It's got a big scar on his nose. He came in the house bleeding. I'm like, what the hell happened
to
you?
It was pretty nasty. I mean, Yeah, I don't.
That's going to leave a scar.
It's going to leave a scar, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, oh, my God, it's horrible.
I'm white. It's going to leave a scar on my face.
I told Jeff that.
There's no hiding that.
You got to tell our neighbor. That's horrible what happened.
Yeah,
Meanwhile, he's telling the neighbor, no, he's a little bit better. And then Jeff gets attacked.
Nice, Maverick. Hi, Maverick.
Yeah,
nice, Maverick.
Yeah. That's horrible.
Nice, Maverick. Nice, Maverick.
Terrible.
It leaped right up in my face. This scar is like nasty, right?
It is nasty. It is horrible.
And you
had so much blood on your nose. I'm like, what happened now?
Yeah, it was
no
crazy.
No more health issues, please.
It was crazy.
Gosh.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, Jeff, yesterday, I guess William Shatner made history, right?
Yeah, of course.
I thought it was so interesting. I told my brothers and sister, they're like, okay, we don't care.
I know a lot of people didn't care. Didn't think it was like any big deal.
First of all, that rocket, it's a huge penis you're flying in.
Well, yeah.
It's a huge penis.
The top looks like a penis.
But is it the same rocket as Bezos flew in the first time?
It's the same rocket.
Oh, so he only has one rocket.
What's it called? Blue Dream? Am I wrong
Blue
here?
Magic?
Blue Magic? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Blue Dream is a strain of marijuana that I read about. I'm sorry.
So Jeff.
You read these things, you forget what, your mind, is like a sieve, is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Where your things go in and they go out?
Yes.
What's Blue Origin? What's it called? What's his
You look for it.
Hey, Siri, what is Jeff Bezos' rocket called? I was going to say, it's his penis, you idiot. What do you think it is?
She's probably like, oh, how do I know?
I know. What do I know? What do I know about that?
Okay. I found this on the web for what does Jeff Bezos' rocket called? What do you think it is?
How?
Check it out.
Blue Origin.
Blue Origin, okay.
I was right. I got it right. Second time. Okay.
But anyway, it was four people, including William Shatner.
Yes.
Nobody cared about the other three. I got to tell you, they focused more on William Shatner, 90 years old.
At 90, they got a free, he didn't have to pay for his ticket.
No, of course not.
The others had to pay what was it, $340,000 or something?
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. It's not, no, Carolina, there's no free rides.
Oh, my God. No, really? Wow.
No.
No wonder he was, so William Shatner, after he got out, after 10 minutes and, I don't know how many seconds.
Yeah, 10 minutes and 17 seconds.
He got out
3 minutes in space.
Yeah, that
apparently.
Is so cool, man.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. But Jeff, you know what? So
and now he's selling Priceline trips to space, by the way.
Is he really? No. Oh, was it a joke? Okay.
Sucker.
All right.
Oh, my God. She doesn't even get my jokes
oh
anymore.
My
even
God.
When they're lame, even when they suck like that one did. That was barely a joke.
Anyways, so Jeff, so they're the former at the top. They're at the head, right?
Yeah.
And these huge windows. These
big windows. You can look out.
So I tuned in 15 minutes before launch, okay?
Yeah.
So in the 15 minutes, the clock stops, right? The countdown begins.
Right, I saw that, yes.
But so they're wondering how he's feeling. And then his best friend says, oh, he's freaked out. He was already nervous. But can you imagine, Jeff, waiting for the clock to go to zero? And you're like...
I read that stoppage at 15 minutes is an automatic stop no matter what. That was planned. That's a planned stop, yeah.
But they said it's for everybody else around them to gather their belongings.
To get the hell
away.
Out
of there. Yeah,
because it's a bomb going off.
In case it explodes, they said, yeah.
But the thing is a bomb. They say it's a controlled bomb. That's how powerful it is. It's basically a controlled bomb that propels this thing into space.
So eventually, is Bezos going to actually offer these rides for people? Is this
what's
happening?
Yeah, space tourism is going to be a thing in the future. If you and I come back in 100 years... There'll probably be trips to space
of course.
Still a lot of money, I bet.
Oh, yeah, probably. Well, but maybe not as much in 100 years.
It's going to be a thing where you can go up and you can float around.
Yeah.
And then come back down.
Yeah.
Because you see what it does. It's like a ride. It goes straight up.
You hang out for a couple of minutes and then come back down,
and then
right?
The capsule falls back down.
But Jeff, that was a perfect landing.
It thumps down in the desert. You see that in the middle of Texas somewhere.
And then you get, the Uber cars coming to meet you.
The Uber cars.
It was so cool
like
watching
a taxi, yellow taxi shows up.
Yeah. We call it taxi.
William Shatner, man. That's pretty cool, though, right?
Yeah. Anyway, Dr. Oz made a statement that I'm really worried about him because he is 90. I mean, your heart, it just might not be able to handle it, I'm like, wow.
Yeah, they say it's like a rush. It's crazy.
Of course. Yeah, and he's 90. But he looks like, he's a little chubby, but,
Well, yeah.
He's overweight, yeah.
He's been overweight for years.
Yeah, is he really? Oh, anyway, but he looks
good. But it's amazing. I mean, it's funny how, sometimes you get older and you become irrelevant, like nobody cares about you anymore.
Yeah.
But when you get to a certain point and you're still people can still see you, in other words. Couldn't find the word there.
Yeah.
But when people can still see you in the public eye, then you can, it's like, oh, holy crap, wow, he's 90 and he's around.
But meanwhile, they also, all of them had
Betty White.
All of them had mics on. But meanwhile, while they were on the ship, nobody, the volume wasn't up, though. I wonder why. Was that just for Bezos and his team?
Holy shit, I can't believe this. My God, my balls are in my face. What the hell do you think was happening there?
I wonder. I'm serious, right? You think at the last minute, I can't do this, right?
Let me out.
I'd be freaked out because, Jeff, you know I can't fly. You know I cannot fly.
Can you imagine putting you in a rocket ship?
I'd probably pass out. No, I'd pass out.
I don't like flying, but I've flown.
No, you fly, though. You're okay. I think I make you nervous.
I fly in those little planes when I did traffic. I flew in those little Cessna 150s. Yeah.
No, but I really, really, really freak out. I mean, it's just to the point
She takes a heroin or whatever it is.
Yeah,
not heroin.
I'm
kidding.
The pills. Like, what do I take again?
You used to take, what's the relaxing ones? The ones that make you...
I forgot what it's called. But anyway, and also a bottle of wine, and that doesn't work. It does not work.
No, because your body's so freaked out that it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm like...
What do you take, a tranquilizer?
No, what's it called? Just to calm you down.
I don't know.
A
doobie? Carolina at the airport with the doobie, with the bong.
Yeah, exactly.
Traveling with a bong.
Yeah. Anyway, that's cool. That was really cool. But so they had William Shatner on Channel 4 this morning.
Yeah.
But so he started before. So Hoda and Savannah start. And here's William Shatner. He didn't even say hi. He goes, you know what? My album just came out. Reminds me of that. By the way, my album is doing really good. You guys want to buy it? Those were his first words.
Why not?
Plug in his album.
You know, he sang 60 years ago. He had a record out.
I didn't know that. I did not know that. Yeah.
Yeah. It was. I could play some of it.
And I didn't even know that he was in bad terms with Leonard Nimoy, Dr. Spock.
Years later. Yeah. No, Mr. Spock. Dr. Spock's the baby
Mr.
doctor.
Mr. Spock. Oh, you're right. But so.
Everybody always. I do that too.
But so he never went to also Dr. Spock's.
Mr. Spock.
Mr. Spock's funeral. Did you know that?
Really? He didn't go to Leonard Nimoy's funeral?
He said he had other previous occasions.
There's an early bird special today. I'd rather be there than be at Nimoy's funeral. That big-eared guy was anyhow.
But I wonder if he talks to any of the other cast members.
I don't think so. I just think you get to a point where, you live your own life.
I don't have time for you.
It's like he talked to them. How long ago did he do that show with them?
Oh, my God, years ago.
It was in the 60s.
Yeah. I mean, what?
It was 100 years ago.
He was probably like in his 20s, right? Late 20s, yeah.
Yeah, maybe he was super duper,
Jackson's a super duper young, you know?
He did a lot of roles. You saw William Shatner. Yeah. Now, here's William Shatner. This is William Shatner doing Rocket Man? No, it can't be.
That's when he was talking about, I think.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight.
This is an Elton John song for you Spanish people who don't know that. This is terrible.
0 hour, 9 a.m.
Ouch. He's like a narrator, right?
Oh, so he's not singing.
No.
And I'm going to be high as a kite.
By then. By then.
By then.
Does he smoke? Because he sounds like he smokes.
I don't know. You like this?
Oh, yeah.
I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife.
I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife.
That's
Isn't
great.
Isn't he married to something like super young?
I don't know. 0 hour.
It's lonely out in space.
Here's another one.
Okay.
There's a song called Major Tom. This is a big new wave hit from the 80s. I didn't know he did this one, too.
Oh, my God.
I was looking for the old William Shatner.
Okay.
How about... Houston, over. All right, this one takes a while. How about William Shatner doing...
What is this? Oh, Everybody Loves Somebody?
No.
Oh. Yeah. Dean Martin's song, right?
No.
Everybody Loves Somebody.
Jingle bells.
Is it? Oh.
Jingle bells. But he doesn't sing, he speaks, right? Let's see if he speaks here, Tim.
Dashing through the snow on the one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to laugh!
One damn thing, I tell you, man. He's a great actor, and you know he's done it. He's smart, man. He's played up his image, and he's got a. It's amazing. It is amazing, right? Anyway, yeah. So he was in space.
Anyway, So
would
good
you
for
go?
Him.
Would you do it now? Would you go to space?
No. I'm too. I think I would. I would probably.
Really?
Yeah. It looks too scary. I mean, just it all lead the whole moment leading up to it is
it would
really
freak
scary.
You out, right?
Yeah.
They say there's this blue that's unlike any other blue color that you see for like a couple seconds.
Yeah.
Like this thin layer of blue that you go through, and then everything's black.
Wow.
But it's a blue.
I'm sure.
Like Jeff Bezos said, it's a blue he's never seen before. William Shatner said, it's this blue I've never seen before.
Wow.
No, because you've never been in space before.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why.
And there's no filming, or is there filming or no?
Filming where?
Well, you know, like, is there a camera filming what's going on?
In the capsule or outside?
Yeah, or outside, yeah.
Both, I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, which
but space is black. I don't know if you know that.
How about that blue you said that they see?
The blue they see because that's you're not quite into space yet.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway,
then it's all black, Caroline.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff, so I was reading the survey, okay?
Yeah. Yes.
Drive-through orders, and this is so true because I've noticed it a lot. Drive-through orders for 2021 are taking longer and are less accurate compared to 2020. And
you
that
know
is
me.
So true.
You know me. I hate the drive-through. And
I got to tell you, I love McDonald's coffee.
Yeah.
And
what did you say, coffee?
Yeah, coffee.
Coffee?
Yeah, I love McDonald's coffee, all right?
Yeah.
And I try to stay away, but I guess I love their coffee, but... If there's like literally four cars, Jeff, I don't know why it takes
you won't
like.
You go there, right?
No, I don't know why it takes like. This morning, I got there at 8:50, and I left there at 9:10.
Carolina,
20 minutes, okay? 20 minutes in line, four cars.
Carolina, it's supply chain issues. That's what they're saying about everything now. Maybe they have lack of workers, right? Maybe it takes.
Well, yeah. So yeah, that's the other study.
But at McDonald's, that's...
They say that people are quitting their jobs in droves.
I saw that.
What is the reason? What is the reasoning behind that?
I think they're collecting unemployment. People want to be, you know.
But you're quitting your job. You cannot
lazy.
Collect unemployment.
You can still collect. That's
really?
That's really not true.
I've quit
and collected.
Really, Jeff? Okay.
Yeah. The statute of limitations has run out on that. It's so long ago. you can quit your job and collect unemployment. That is a fallacy.
I believe that's a fallacy. I did not know that.
Because you could always say, there's always reasons you can put down for why you're not working anymore. You know, have you ever been denied unemployment?
No.
I don't know anybody who's...
No, I don't think so. The people I know that are collecting, Jeff, they said they've never been denied.
Let me tell you what you can do. You can go into a meeting with your bosses and throw hot coffee on them. Get fired, or not even get fired, but don't go back. Just quit by throwing hot coffee on your bosses, right, Carolina?
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? You can still go back and collect unemployment.
What I was looking at, Jeff, right now, Demi Lovato is crazy.
Demi Lovato?
Demi Lovato is crazy. She's offended that we actually call extraterrestrials aliens. She thinks it's offensive. Okay, this is what she said. I really think that if there was anything out there that would want to do that to us, harm us, it would have happened by now. But I think that we have to stop calling them aliens because aliens is a derogatory term for anything.
All right.
Cuckoo.
I know, because illegal alien is bad. Everything's bad today.
Hey, by the way, we were talking the other day about Kim Kardashian's,
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. So right. She mentioned O.J. Simpson. I didn't hear the whole monologue, but they said...
That joke was definitely iffy.
Nicole Brown's family, sisters, are offended by that.
Really?
So I don't know what she actually said. What did she say?
She said that O.J. was the first black person she had ever met.
Do you have any audio on that?
I did have the audio. Matter of fact, the other day I had
you
the audio.
You did? Okay,
yeah.
Let's listen
Hang
to
on.
It.
Hang on, I'll give you the audio, all right?
You're actually prepared. Wow.
No, I had it. I did have it. Hang on. Anyway,
the sister is saying that she's offended by the monologue. By the way, I didn't realize that the whole family was there. Chloe, Chris.
Oh yeah, they were.
Chris Jenner.
The mother was in a skit.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
the mother was in one of the bits.
I didn't see that until.
The joke was about how when you meet OJ, he definitely leaves a mark.
Oh.
It was borderline.
So they said that the sister of Nicole said it was very distasteful.
And, it was distasteful because she's making a joke at the expense of a guy who killed two people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Want to hear what she says when she comes out?
Yeah.
She has the weirdest body, man.
She had a great body.
It's weird looking. She's like a big light bulb.
I'm Kim Kardashian West, and it's so great to be here tonight. I know. I'm surprised to see me here, too. When they asked, I was like, you want me to host? Why? I haven't had a movie premiere in a really long time.
She's never had one.
I mean,
sex
actually,
tape.
I only had that one movie come out, and no one told me it was even premiering.
Sex tape.
It must have slipped my mom's mind. I'm excited to be here tonight to show you guys that I'm so much more than just a pretty face.
It's like a sister yelling.
And good hair, and great makeup, and amazing boobs, and a perfect butt. Basically, I'm just so much more than that reference photo my sister showed their plastic surgeons.
Oh, dig at the sister.
One thing I'm really proud of is that no one could ever call me a gold digger. Honestly, I'm not even sure how you become one. So I asked my mom's boyfriend, Corey.
Oh, my God. Whoa.
You know,
but I guess the fact...
They're easy
you
hits.
Know what, Jeff? Also,
easy jokes.
You
easy,
know, Keeping Up the Kardashians is off the air now.
Right,
so
right. It's done, right?
And they still have to have their, you know...
Spotlight.
Their names out there. So,
yeah
that makes she's sense.
Got to be in the spotlight.
Okay,
I didn't get to the OJ joke, but basically she said, you know, it was a joke.
Yeah. By the way, like, really, no, go back to William Shatner. Why was he in a feud with all his castmates? And now George Takei, that was Mr. Sulu. Remember Mr. Sulu?
He's pissed he didn't go into space?
No, he says William Shatner is an unfit guinea pig after space flight.
Really?
Is that Storm?
Probably.
Think, yeah.
An unfit guinea pig.
Yeah. And they said that George Takei has had decades-long feuds with William Shatner.
Okay, probably jealousy, because people associate Star Trek with William. I mean, you associate with everybody, but the main guy you associated with is William Shatner.
All right, that doesn't. What's the feud about?
Because
your
jealous.
Name wasn't jealous. You think so?
Yeah, he got a massive career out of it. Okay, Leonard Nimoy got a big career out of it, and William Shatner got a big career out of it. The other ones, did they get big careers out of it? They got careers out of it,
mm-hmm.
but. You know how a lot of people, they're in TV shows for years, and then they wind up going to, like, they'll be at conventions, you know what I mean? They'll be at, like, a convention signing autographs.
Yeah.
I don't think William Shatner did conventions. He worked in, he did T.J. Hooker, he did...
you're right, yeah.
Oh, my God, he sold everything in the world, at Priceline and a million other things.
Yeah, you're right.
He's been in the spotlight forever. What?
When I'm staring at you, I stare at that scar on your nose.
Did you feel bad about being nasty to me 3 minutes ago?
No, I'm not. I wasn't mean to you. You're unprepared. And when I try to be prepared, you yell at me.
All right.
This is called marriage, guys.
The
okay?
scar on
marriage.
My nose. All right, the scar on my nose. I'm trying to be nice to the damn dog around the block. I ain't just trying to be a friendly neighbor.
Hey, did we talk about...
I'm surprised I didn't come around, though, because the guy saw me bleed. I'm surprised they didn't knock on the door yesterday and say, hey, are you okay? But
seriously, well, you'll see him again. Show him that huge scar on your nose. It's disgusting.
He's going to see it from a mile away.
I think you're going to need plastic surgery, really.
No.
Honestly, plastic surgery. Yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What, would they put plastic in my face?
Yeah, probably.
Is that what that means?
Yes, Jeff.
One of Jackson's toys.
What else is going on? Anything else going on?
No. I'm not prepared. I wasn't ready today.
I told you yesterday we were recording two podcasts and a promo today. Remember
that?
Yeah,
I had stories ready. I had some other stories.
Here's the guy that gets three papers delivered every single day, and nothing pops off the top of his head to talk about today. Hey, guys, if you want to call us, 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, at Carolina Cadillo. You know what? If you want to email me personally, carolinacadillo@gmail.com. If you want to come on the podcast, shoot Jeff a text, 516-637-3254.
You know, I did read that Bobby Flay, mm-hmm. did you see why he's leaving the Food Network?
Why?
He wanted $100 million.
Wow.
I mean, is he worth $100 million?
Yeah.
I mean, is he the face of the Food Network?
Pretty, yeah.
In a lot of ways.
Him and Giada.
No, Guy Fieri, much bigger.
Giada.
Giada's got a weekend show.
She's big.
She's not big.
Yeah, she is, Jeff.
She's nothing compared to Guy Fieri.
Who I see all over Instagram is Giada and Bobby Flay. They're all over.
Yeah, but being on Instagram doesn't mean you're big on the TV on the TV side, right?
Well,
does it?
I don't know. But who's the sports guy, okay, that he got suspended. He won't play because he's not vaccinated. And they said
Kyrie Irving from the Nets.
Yes. So you know what his yearly salary is?
$30 million. Okay, and he's
gonna lose half of it because he's suspended. Yep. But he said he doesn't care. You're gonna lose $15 million because he won't get vaccinated.
He's been fed bad information from somebody.
No, he said that, the information he knows, he feels is accurate.
Well, he's not right. Okay, he's
oh,
not right.
Oh my God, I'm not here to tell you.
He is not smart. Okay, I don't care who you are, he is not smart. Ask people who got sick who didn't get the vaccine how they feel. Okay,
I don't know.
It's not some joke, man. Sorry, get the shot. What?
That's all I'm saying to you. Hey, guys, we're out of here. 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, at Carolina Cadillo. 516-637-3254. Jeff, you're in.
At Jeff Jensen Show on Twitter. Traffic Jensen on Twitter. Jeff Jensen on Facebook. The Real Jeff Jensen on Instagram. JJ to DJ at optonline.net if you want a T-shirt. 516-637-3254 if you want to get in touch with us. Okay, we love you. It's Friday.
It's Thursday.
Oh, my gosh.
It's Thursday. Bye, guys. We love you.
Have a great day.
Tomorrow, Flashback Friday. We hope.
The Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production.